The new LEGO exhibition, Brick Dinos, has opened in Norwich, and thousands of dinosaur fans have snapped up tickets. The exhibition is at the gallery in the Forum and is open until Monday the 30th of August, with a huge collection of dinosaurs and prehistoric creatures made of LEGO bricks. The centrepiece is a giant Mosaicosaurus, which has sensors and roars when people go past, and there's a range of other large creatures. There are also many smaller dinosaurs in display cabinets set in various scenes, including a T-Rex, a Triceratops, and a Diplodocus. It has been created by artist Warren Ellsmore and his team, also behind Brick Wonders exhibition at the Forum in 2017, and ties in with Dippy the Dinosaur's visit to Norwich Cathedral. Jane Evans, event producer at the Forum, said, "Considering everything we have all been through over the last year and a half, it's just wonderful to bring so much life, fun and vitality to the city centre. Having this exhibition here, plus everything going on in the city, with the Breaks, Go-Go Discover, T-Rex Trail and Dippy the Dinosaur at the Cathedral, it feels like getting back a bit of normality."
Sudden flash flooding in Norwich caused major problems, including bus service delays, as the city was hit by a torrential downpour. Rain came through the ceiling at Castle Quarter Shopping Centre, causing pools of water to collect on the first floor yesterday afternoon. Rob Bradley, the centre manager for Castle Quarter, said, "As I'm sure many places were, Castle Quarter was hit hard by the torrential rain early this afternoon. Due to the layout and levels of the shopping centre, when rain occasionally enters the building, it can look very dramatic. With no further heavy rain forecast, we will be back to business as soon as usual, very soon." First Bus posted on its social media it was unable to run the 23A service in Norwich Road Cossey due to flooding. There were also reports of significant flooding on the roads near the Longwater Estate at Cossey, with drivers caught up. A spokesman for Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service says it had received calls about flooding on Proctor Road in Norwich, Old Catton and Sprowston. Norwich Park and Ride announced it had seen disruption to its 501 and 502 services, and police officers had to close the A147 Barrack Street exit at the Kets Hill roundabout, close to the Castle Pub.
Finally, summer is here, with temperatures reaching highs of 30 degrees C across Norfolk. The warm weather saw families flock to attractions across Norwich, with many taking the opportunity to follow the footsteps of dinosaurs as part of the T-Rex Trail. There is currently 21 prehistoric sculptures roaming the city as part of the Go-Go Discover event in partnership with the East Anglian charity Break and Wild in Art. Parks across the city, including Waterloo Park, where the fountains are flowing once again in front of the pavilion, also proved popular with barely a cloud in the sky. Beachgoers, young and old, donned swimsuits and set up home on sand and shingle across the Norfolk coastline, with ice cream sellers proving to be a magnet for day trippers headed to the likes of Cromer, Sheringham and Great Yarmouth. Forecasters at the University of East Anglia-based WeatherQuest have predicted high temperatures, particularly on Sunday.
A buyer has been found for the former Debenhams store in Orford Place, a sign of good news for the High Street. The imposing six-storey building, Orford House, went up for sale or rent in March after online fashion retailer Boohoo bought the Debenhams brand but not the stores or staff. Agents, London-based GCW, which is marketing the building on behalf of its Irish owner, wouldn't divulge the price. Tim Ash, associate director at GCW, said the building has gone under offer with one buyer. "One buyer is looking to buy the whole building and has various plans," he said. "It'll be positive." Mr. Ash declined to comment further, except to say the sale would hopefully complete in the next few weeks. The building, which had been home to the former Debenhams since the 1970s and Curls department store before that, was marketed as an iconic repositioning opportunity, offering a massive 111,000 square feet over its six floors. The agents promoted the building for leisure, gym or retail use on its ground and lower floors, with potential for residential above.
Work to create a new 91-bed hotel in Norwich city centre is due to begin next summer, and the first guests could be staying there a year later. But it remains unclear which company will run the new hotel above the Tesco Metro in Guildhall Hill. Applicant Associated British Foods Pension Trustees Limited was given unanimous approval for the hotel in Chamberlain House by Norwich City Council's Planning Committee. Planning consultants, on behalf of the applicants, said discussions with potential hotel operators were ongoing. They claimed that at least 28 jobs would be created and that the goal was to start work next summer, with the hotel opening in the summer or autumn of 2023. Empty offices in the Victorian building will be turned into hotel rooms with an extension where a Superstore's loading yard is. There would also be a guest restaurant and two new retail units at the back. The Tesco store would remain. Members of Norwich City Council's Planning Committee unanimously granted permission for the development.
One of Norwich's most historic buildings will have new life breathed into it when its new tenants move in later this year. For more than 600 years, the striking Guildhall has stood in Jail Hill and was the local seat of government until 1938, when City Hall was opened nearby. The judicial part of the building remained operational as the magistrates' courts until 1977 and has since been home to a number of different tenants. From this autumn, the Grade 1 listed building will be home to staff from the Norfolk and Norwich Festival, who'll take over 85% of the building. An announcement from the festival said it had been working with Norwich City Council and Hudson's Architects to provide a unique and flexible base. It'll be home to the festival's box office, as well as a flexible office and event space for staff. A range of independent artists, producers and networks will also be invited in to share the space to create what it describes as a vibrant festival hub in the city centre. A guild of volunteers will also be created, which will act as custodians for the building and open it up for regular heritage tours. The move is supported by cash from the town's deal, secured by Norwich City Council last year. The authority's Director of Development and City Services, Graham Nelson, said it's fitting that one of Norwich's foremost cultural organisations will take up residence in one of the city's finest heritage buildings. The festival team will breathe new life and vitality into this gem of a building and enable it to open up its doors again so people can enjoy and appreciate it.